Hi, we are Ellen and Lauren. We are sisters, wives, mothers, veterans, and all-around DIYers living our best lives. Our families each have three kids between 4 and 18 years old.
On this podcast, we hope to help you learn to do what you can, where you are, and try not to sweat the rest. If you want to learn more about what we're discussing today, check out our show notes at wifestylehustle.com. You're listening to Wifestyle Hustle.
Today, we're going to share 10 tips for better skin. I used to work in the skincare industry, so I hope I learned a few things. Maybe. Mostly, these are easy and kind of nonspecific. Like, I'm not going to mention any particular products that I got used to. I just am going to talk about what to do, not what with. But if you have any questions, you can send me an email, wifestylehustle@gmail.com. And I would be happy to answer any more specific questions about this.
Perfect. I did not work in the skincare industry. And so Lauren's going to take the lead today. I'm just going to sit quietly.
She has a face, though, and skin all over, you know, her body. So,
yes,
this is good. The first one is cleanse regularly. Now, today, before we started the show, Ellen asked me, do you wash your face 2 times a day? And I said, no. No. Occasionally, and actually more often than not in the summer, I do. But even then, it's just really just splashing cool water on my face when I get up in the morning so that I am refreshed and ready for my day. I still only wash it once in my in my evening skincare routine, I wash my face. And if I happen to put on makeup that day, I wash it twice.
I always wash after makeup.
Yeah.
Because makeup turns to mud on your face if you don't get it off.
It gets on your pillow. Please wash your face before bed. Anyway. Yeah. So I'm a little skeeved out by makeup on your pillow. And then just leaving it there. But anyway, moving right along. Wash your face regularly. And like I said, I like to do that once a day. It is kind of important to choose the right kind of moisturizer for your skin. If your skin feels dry all day long, you're not using the right moisturizer. You need something that's a little nicer to you. Less stripping, I guess, is the word I'm looking for. It shouldn't take all the moisture out of your skin when you wash once a day. All right. Protect your skin with either sunscreen or a hat. With this one, I lean more towards hat myself because a hat is something that you can hang next to the hook on the way out the door and just throw on. If you're going to be spending a lot of time in the sun, it's just so much easier than putting on sunscreen. Not to mention, it lasts for as long as you have the hat on. Whereas sunscreen doesn't.
And I find sunscreens to be, by and large, you know, not all of them, but by and large, they're heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And
I don't like them.
They just make your skin feel dragged down. So I also prefer a hat, although there are times when a hat isn't appropriate, and so I will wear sunscreen.
Times, yes.
But more often than not, I go for the hat too because it is way easier. You don't have to worry about missing a spot, which mm-hmm. just looks bizarre when you missed a spot on your cheek and now that's burnt, but the rest of your face is fine. That's my favorite look in the summertime.
Yep. And then there's the more controversial, like, it depends on what kind of sunscreen you're using, but you need vitamin D. Like, it's something you're supposed mm-hmm. to be getting all the time, you know, and what you get from the sun is better what you can take by mouth, from what I've read.
Yes.
Yep. Let some of the sun hit your skin for limited periods of time.
And what I like to do to get my vitamin D, and I do live in a fairly northern climate, so this would be just in the summertime. In wintertime, we just don't get enough vitamin D from the sun. But in the summer, I'll go out without sunscreen and without a hat in the
early morning before the sun gets too intense and get my vitamin D fix for the day. And then I'll put on my hat and I'll put, or my sunscreen by the time, you know, the sun is really getting up overhead. Mm-hmm. And as I'm talking about this, I'm imagining my garden work. I'm not at a garden party. I'm actually working in the garden.
It's not a silly floppy hat. It's just a regular.
No. For me, it's a ball cap usually.
Mine too. I just started wearing one last year. Yep. But anyway, it really, like, this advice really depends on where you live in the country. I've lived in Hawaii, and there I needed sunscreen. I got my vitamin D through the sunscreen there. It was an amazing sun that close to the equator. So, yeah, it really depends on where you live.
Yep, totally.
Our next piece of advice is to avoid touching your face. Don't touch it. Why would you touch it? There's stuff on your hands that, I mean, on a more serious note, there's stuff on your hands that doesn't get on your face unless you touch it. Bacteria, dirt, things that can clog up your pores, even with clean hands. You're gonna, like, I was just looking through my kid's microscope at my fingers and I saw like a little black dot. I don't know what that was. So yeah, if I touched my face, it could transfer onto my face. Right. So yeah, don't.
And as a general rule, you shouldn't touch your face anyway. That's an excellent way to catch a cold.
It is.
Whatever dirt and germs you have on your hands, if you're touching your mouth and your nose and all of that, that's how you catch that cold. That's why little kids get sick so much, because they constantly have their hands in their mouth.
And on a separate note, a parent could also catch a cold from their child who coughs directly into their face. Something that you just can't avoid with a hat.
That one cannot be avoided and is a special gift, usually for mommy. Somehow dad seems to avoid that one.
I don't know how. I mean, I don't know. My husband always catches it, but it's because I forget, maybe subconsciously forget, and give him a kiss after I've caught it.
That's an extra little gift just for you.
From the, but I didn't cough into his mouth while he was talking, which is, you know.
Like they, my 4-year-old does. Yeah.
Right. Great. Yes, there is that. So avoid touching your face. Okay, so the next one is to exfoliate regularly. You can do 2 kinds of exfoliant. I prefer to do the physical exfoliant. This kind is the kind that has all the little beads in your soap or in your exfoliant. It'll just be called exfoliant. And that physically removes any stuff on your face. And removes dead skin cells and, you know, any kind of buildup on your skin you can remove with a physical exfoliant. And I lean towards this one because it doesn't have chemical in the title. The other option is a chemical exfoliant, which works by the substance that it's made out of, which it's usually like a liquidy stuff that you put on a cotton ball. And you just brush it over your skin and voila, it exfoliates. And it does basically the same thing as a physical exfoliant, but it removes stuff chemically instead. So instead of physically removing things by kind of scrubbing them away, the chemicals that are in whatever it is goes in there and breaks it down and it washes away. Comes off on your cotton swab or whatever. My rule with a physical exfoliant is whenever you wash your face and it feels a little bit bumpy, just go ahead and use your exfoliant.
And is that something a person would be more likely to just do in the shower so that you can get off again?
Yeah, I'm a big advocate for washing your face in the shower. I don't think you can do as good of a job in the sink, But okay. That's just me. That's not any recommendation from the industry.
I tend to agree with that. I always do my face washing in the shower.
You can't get makeup off in the sink. And that I really believe, because I've tried so hard to get. And actually, I also really dislike the face wipey things. How are you getting your eye makeup off with that? I don't know. The whole thing is pretty.
It just makes mud. It makes mud on your face. You're adding liquid to your foundation, and I feel like you just smear it around. I've never liked the wipes.
I haven't either. I just don't like them for the reasons listed above. The next one is maintaining a healthy diet. Define healthy. Is chocolate part of a healthy diet? I wonder. Is that?
I think it might be. Yes.
Okay.
No.
Oh, I hope so. I have found that when I'm eating a lot of bad foods, like around Christmas time or Thanksgiving, or when I'm away from the comforts of my own home and food sources, I don't have as nice a skin. And that could also have to do with the shower situation in those places. I have to wash my face in the sink instead. But I do think that my skin suffers when I leave my home.
I think so too. I actually have always kind of wondered if changing the water supply.
Maybe.
Because I always seem to break out. It's so embarrassing. I always seem to break out when I travel.
I've never noticed.
Well, thank you.
A particularly large amount of blemishes on you. Like ever in my life. I recall having blemishes as a teenager, and I don't recall you having them. So
I did.
There's that.
Bitter much? Anyway. But I feel like I don't just feel like I do. I definitely do break out more when I'm traveling. And it could be to do with my diet, or it could be to do with the change in my routine. It happens just about every time I travel that I get pimples. It's really annoying. Anyway. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it could be the change in routine, different water. But I really do think it's because I don't have all my things around me. All the things mm-hmm. that I need. Like the comforts of my own home. And also the food. A lot of times when I'm traveling, I don't eat as well as I do right. when I'm at home. Yeah, back to the diet. Maintain a healthy diet. And know that sometimes your diet, if you add in too much chocolate, can affect how your skin looks. Staying hydrated is the next one. So this is kind of part of your diet. But it's something I really struggle with in the winter. I'm not as thirsty. So I don't want to drink as much water. But arguably in the winter, you need it more because the heat's mm-hmm. on and you're like getting dried out all the time.
The air is so dry. And
yeah,
I completely agree with that. But you don't sweat as much mm-hmm. in the wintertime. So I feel like it kind of offsets each other. But my skin is always drier in the wintertime.
Mine too.
I've always felt like it was just because the air is so much drier. It sucks the moisture yeah. out of it.
Yep. Yeah, it's not just from drinking water, but I do believe that being well hydrated gives you a more youthful appearance.
Mm-hmm. It shoves water into all those fine lines and wrinkles.
It does. Yes. Yep. And the, you know, radiant glow that
right.
Yeah,
right.
comes with. But no. I think, like, you know how they say you're dehydrated if you pinch the little skin on the back of your finger, which I'm doing right now, and mine's standing up and staying mm-hmm. up. Yeah, if that little skin stays up, that you're dehydrated. I need a mm-hmm. drink.
Mine was anyway.
Down. Oh, I just heard
you drinking water. Let's say, you listeners, does yours stay up or go down?
I don't know. It's a mystery. Anyway, moving right along. Stay hydrated. It helps everything. manage stress. So this and hormones, I feel like, play a big role in how your skin behaves. And you can't really do anything about your hormones. No matter what, you're going to get a couple of pimples at that time of month. But managing your stress, and we've talked about this before, I feel like there's just so many benefits from taking care of your stress levels, making sure that you're getting a little alone time, that you're getting some kind of good out of it. So not the doom scrolling. That's not stress management. In fact, I feel like that kind of just makes mine worse. Mm-hmm. But maybe just doing nothing. Have you ever sat in the car? Oh, this is a good one. So you get the kids out and send them inside, and then you just stay in the car for a minute with the door closed, especially on a warm day, and it feels so nice.
It does feel really nice.
Anyway, that is a good stress reliever for me, even if it's only a few minutes until mm-hmm. you can hear through the closed van door and the closed house door and all the closed windows that your kids are yelling at each other.
And that is a stress inducer, not a stress reducer.
Yeah, but I do like that. It's a quick little fix. And mm-hmm. and I guess maybe it feels so good because they've just been there and they've been so loud. And then suddenly everything drops to nothing.
Right.
And it's yes. quiet. And it just feels so good. I love just sitting in the van after they've gotten out for a minute or two.
Yep.
Okay. Finally, we are to get enough sleep. And this is one I believe in thoroughly. The end. Okay, no, not really. So you should be getting 7 to 9 hours of sleep a day. And ever since I was a little kid, I have calculated what time I needed to go to sleep in order to get at least 8 hours.
For those who don't know, Lauren is the kind of person whose head hits the pillow as she's falling asleep. It's a yeah. gift that I've always been really jealous of, because she can go to sleep at any time. Probably not any time, but most times she could go to sleep. It's amazing.
I can't sleep sitting up. So if I have a really long plane trip, yeah, I'm staying awake that whole time. And it's the same with car rides. I am not good at sleeping in the passenger seat. I think it's actually because I'm always thinking about my mouth falling open. And I just, no, I can't. It's so embarrassing. What if I drool or something in front of my husband of 20 years? That would be bad. But yeah, I can't fall asleep sitting up. But I can, what I think she means is if the surroundings are good, I can fall asleep on command. And actually, you know, the really funny thing is if I go to sleep thinking I want to wake up at 6, I wake up at 6.
Jason does that too. And I don't get it. He'll wake up before his alarm most mornings. And I don't know how he does it.
You just think I don't know either. I mean, I could say what I do, but I don't think it's going to actually benefit most people.
Probably
my
not.
Husband thinks it's crazy, and he's actually gotten mad at me for falling immediately asleep too. Because
did he wake what you up to tell you about do, it?
No, but if he did, it would be okay because I could listen to him, and then when he was done, just go back to sleep. When we would go to back years ago when I was a worse person than I am now. I'm better now most of the time. When we go to bed together, I would talk to him for a few minutes. And he's like, you really need to stop doing that because I'm like in the mode to go to sleep. And then you start talking to me and I start thinking about stuff. And then you stop talking and doze off. And then I'm there thinking about stuff instead of sleeping.
So rude.
I know. He hated it. So I did try and stop doing that. It's not always easy. Sometimes there's stuff I just need to say and I haven't said it yet.
But set a reminder on your phone for the next day. I do that actually fairly often. Like, I need to talk to him about this, but I can't do it right now because I want to go to sleep. So I don't want to talk to him because then we'll have a conversation and I don't want to do that right now. So I'll set a reminder on my phone for the next day.
Does he ever talk to you when you're trying to go to sleep and then get you all mind awake?
No, not really. Maybe when we were younger, but we're old people now. We just go to bed.
Yeah, I know. Yep. And also, and this was just a little side note, be aware of new products you're using. Sometimes they can have a bad reaction on your skin. Some people are actually allergic to new, like something, you know, in whatever new product they're using. But more often than not, it's just you need to get used to it, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And then your skin will clear up and you'll go back to being happy.
Yep. Very true. Well, guys, this has been fun and I have appreciated getting to be a listener today. Thanks, Lauren, for all of that awesome information. Staying on top of your skincare routine will keep your skin looking youthful for many years to come. Until next time.
Thanks for listening today. This has been the Wifestyle Hustle Podcast. That's WIFE style. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter so you never miss an episode.
Consider liking and reviewing our podcast wherever you listen. Share it with a friend. It really helps us out. Look for our new episodes every Monday and Wednesday. We'll see you soon.